The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So at this time, I want to officially welcome everyone who is watching either by our podcast platform, our YouTube audience, or by Facebook Live. Today, we're going to be dealing with the second part of our series that we've begun on Teshuvah. The word Teshuvah is a Hebrew word meaning to return. Teshuvah, in a nutshell, is a time to return to the presence of God. It is understood returning to God through and accompanied by repentance. Teshuvah is a season of 40 days, and it begins on the first day of the sixth month of the Jewish religious calendar year. And again, I want to emphasize something that we talked about last week. Yes, I know that the predominant audience here are not Jews. We're not pushing Judaism, but we are tapping into, or we're partnering with, or acknowledging God's calendar. Because see, God's calendar is not our calendar. God still recognizes feast, new moons, and Sabbaths, even though we may not recognize them, we may not commemorate them, or we may not participate in them, does not mean that God doesn't. We explain that in more detail on our last broadcast. So please go reference that, and we talk about that more in detail. Now, so this week, I want to talk about the importance of coming together as a family. Many of you guys watching by Facebook Live, watching by podcast, watching by YouTube, you may be the spiritual priest of your home. You and your spouse and your family, your children. Maybe you're watching and you have grandchildren. All your kids have moved on. You have grandchildren. Your kids are grown up now. Everyone can participate in this. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to do this with or without the agreement of other believers. Because we do this every single year, but I believe that there is going to be many individuals that are going to come on board and begin to believe with us and believe for your breakthrough. Okay? Now, so I want to read to you the book of Habakkuk. This is an Old Testament book. The book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk was a prophet in the Old Testament. And in chapter 2 of the book of Habakkuk, he makes a statement that we're going to really use as kind of a backdrop of where we're going with this. Here's what he says, quote, "I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected." Now listen to this next part. This is verse 2 of Habakkuk chapter 2. "And then the Lord answered to me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. Verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. And then it says, and though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry." So there is three significant things that I want to emphasize to you today that I believe is found in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. And that is, the prophet took out a tablet. He took out something to write on. And the Bible says he wrote the vision down. All right, so listen to this. I want to emphasize to everybody listening today, watching today, and I want to challenge you today. And I'm going to say the top five, but you can get, listen, if you have 10, 20 needs, you write them down. But it's always safe to go with five, because most people watching, listening, you can probably easily write down five top greatest prayer needs. Now, I don't know. I can't speak for you, but I don't know. I know what our top five greatest prayer needs are. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a notebook paper. I want you to get, and you say, well, that's kind of old school and that's okay. Listen, you can get a tablet. You can get your phone. You can get your laptop, whatever. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to compile a top five greatest prayer needs. And for the next 40 days, we're going to bombard heaven with prayer and intercession and fasting and begin to believe God to see these five things that we're believing him for to come to pass in our lives. Now, those things could be, again, they could be a healing in your body. They could be a breakthrough in your marriage. They could be deliverance. They could be freedom from addictions or habits. They could be a new job that you're believing God for. They could be restoration in your family, restoration with a friend or with a friendship. It could be whatever. It could be to be debt-free, to pay off a large debt that God would supernaturally pay off. So number one, the prophet says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. Why do I want you to write them down? Because listen, you can write that thing down and you can put it on your refrigerator. You could put it on your mirror in your bathroom. You could hang it on your rearview mirror in your car, on your dashboard, or you could put it somewhere in your car where it's visible. You could put it in your office. You could put it on your tablet. You could put it as a screensaver. You could put it in your phones, your notes, whatever the case may be. You could put it everywhere. Why? So that you read it and you run with it. It's a reminder every day you wake up, Lord, I thank you today. And you begin to decree and you begin to declare and you begin to pray over those prayer needs. Every single day you pray, you declare, you believe, and watch God move on your behalf. Now watch this. Number two, he says, write the vision and make it plain that he who reads it will run with it. And then watch this. Then while you're in the process of believing on your breakthrough or your answer to prayer, that what you're believing for, watch this. It says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. I want to encourage everybody. Here's what I want to encourage you with. You need to encourage yourself that it will come to pass. And God, and listen, here's what I like to do, because this is just the truth. When you, I'm going to give you an example, okay? If you get your prayer list and you start writing down, I'm going to believe God for my family members to get saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. So you write down their names, Billy Bob and Jane and Mary and Gregory, and you start going down and you said, I'm going to start praying and I'm going to believe that the eyes of their understanding be open and that they come to the knowledge of the truth. Listen to this preacher when I tell you, when you start interceding for them and praying for them and believing for them, you can take it to the bank that hell is not going to allow that to go unnoticed. He's going to turn up the heat and he's going to try to unleash hindrances to prevent God from bringing to pass what you're believing for. You want an example of that? When Daniel, in the book of Daniel, began to pray and believe for the understanding of a vision in which he had from God. He wanted the understanding of it. So what did he do? He began to fast. He began to press in. He began to pray. And he began to believe that the answer would come. And the Bible says that when he began to pray and began to believe and began to intercede, that his prayer was hindered. In fact, the Bible says that his prayers were hindered for 21 days. And then God revealed to him that his prayers were being hindered by a prince chief spirit called the Prince of Persia. In fact, the Bible says that an angel of God wrestled with the Prince of Persia, and it was over the answer to Daniel's prayer. Now, listen, Daniel didn't know that. So day one went by, day two went by, day three went by, week one went by, 2 weeks went by, 14 days, nothing's being answered. No, it doesn't seem like anything's, it seems like the heavens are brass. It seems like you're not seeing any progress to your prayers. But then after 21 days, God gave Daniel a revelation that his prayers were being hindered. Listen to this. Not answered, hindered. Oh, you didn't hear me. I'm going to say it again. God didn't come and say, Daniel, I heard your prayers and I'm sorry, but I can't answer your prayers. He never said that. In fact, the Bible says that God spoke to Daniel and says, from the first day that you prayed, I heard you, but your prayers have been hindered until now. So what am I talking about? The prophet said, after he says, write the vision and make it plain and run with it, he says, here's what you've got to remind yourself. The vision or the thing that you're believing God for is for an appointed time. At the end, it will speak and it will not lie. Come on, somebody. Let's go back to the salvation issue. The devil will tell you, well, it must not be God's will for Billy Bob and Jane and Sue and Gregory to be saved because nothing's happening and they're getting worse and they're getting back on drugs and they're getting back in alcohol and they won't come to church or they won't have anything to do with church people or God or the Bible or anything of that. The devil will try to tell you it must not be God's will for them to be saved, but you have got to arm yourself with the truth of the word of God and declare, no. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and me, and my whole household shall be saved. You got to believe the word of the Lord. This says, for it is God's will that none perish, but all come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So for the devil to lie to you and say it must not be God's will for them to be saved is an absolute falsehood and a lie. And you counter it with the truth of the word of God that says it is God's will that none perish and all come to repentance. So you, when you know the truth, come on somebody, and you know that it's not a lie, you continue, this is what the prophet's saying, you have to run with that, you have to keep going forward with that, and know that at the appointed time, it will speak. I'm going to read this to you. Watch this. Encourage yourself. It's important to encourage yourself. During this time, when you're in the heat of this 40 days of believing God, you need to take some of your old journals. You need to take some of your old notebooks out, your tablets, your whatever the case may be, wherever you record and you document where God has answered your prayers in seasons past, you need to pull them out and begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. Pull that out and say, look at this. God did this. Look at this. We were about to go under, but it was on such and such date and such year and such time that God showed up and showed out, and he brought a supernatural breakthrough in our finances. Come on, you need to pull out those testimonies from times past to encourage you in times present. Come on, because the same God that answered you then is the same God that's still on the throne who is going to answer you in this season. Build up yourself in the way of remembrance. Listen, build yourself up by listening to other people's testimonies. I love this. And we're going to share some testimonies today, and it's going to build your faith. This is why it's important here on Facebook Live. You're going to see, you'll see people begin to share their testimonies. You'll begin to see them share their breakthroughs, their miracles, their healings. And when they share those, when you read them, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So listen to me. What God does for one brother or one sister, God can do for you. If God heals Jimmy John over here of sugar diabetes, that makes you a candidate that you can be healed of sugar diabetes. If Jeff was believing God for a financial breakthrough and God produced a miracle to pay off his debts, then that makes everyone else a candidate for breakthrough in your finances. Come on, somebody. Would somebody get excited with me today and begin to believe God for the impossible? The Bible says nothing shall be impossible unto those that what? Believe. All right. So number one, write the vision. Write down your greatest prayer needs. Number two, listen, don't get disheartened and discouraged in the waiting for the prayer. And I want to finish this right here in Habakkuk where he says, listen to this, though it tarries, not to say though it may tarry or it might tarry. The prophet says, though it tarries. Come on, it's going to tarry. I can tell you I've served God for 21 years, and I'm going to tell you that I quit trying to figure out how and when God is going to answer my prayer. I'm not worried about how and when he's going to do it because I am convinced that he will do it. Oh, come on, somebody. Someone that should excite you. Listen, the prophet said it's going to tarry, but listen what he says. Wait for it because it will surely come and it will not tarry. It may tarry for you and it may seem like a long time to you, but to God, come on, it's in his season. It's in his appointed time. Let me give you some more scripture for this. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. I'm going to read this from the Amplified Version because, listen, I get this question all the time. Well, Brother Ricky, there's some prayer needs that I have, but I don't know if I should pray those things. I don't know if I should ask those things. And it'll be stuff like, do you really think God wants me to live in a safe neighborhood or to have a nice home for my family or for my kids to go to a nice school or a nice college and get them a nice education? Or I would do this, or should I ask God for a dependable car or vehicle to get me from point A to point B? Listen to me. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, Amplified Version. Ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be open unto you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking will find, and to him who keeps on knocking, it will be open. Do you know what Matthew 7, 7, 8 spells out to me? Perseverance. Listen, if it was simple as asking, he would have not said, he would not preference the need for seeking and knocking. Let me say that again. If it was only necessary for us to ask, then God would have never emphasized seeking and knocking. I'm going to take it a step further. There's some of you that are struggling with habits. Addictions, smoking, drinking alcohol, pornography, bondages, addictions, chemical addictions, physical addictions, whatever the case may be. And the Bible says for this kind, there's certain kinds of things out there cometh not out, but by prayer and fasting. So listen, I know some of y'all ain't going to want to hear this. But for some of us, I'll include myself, for some of us, there is some breakthroughs that we will not see until we mingle our prayers with fasting. I know it's not popular. I know it's not fun. I know it's not pleasant. It's always too cold to fast. It's too hot. There's a birthday. There's a celebration. There's a wedding. There's always something and some excuse not to fast. But I'm trying to tell you, depending on how bad you want and you need your breakthrough, you will begin to mingle fasting with your prayers. And when I say prayers, I'm talking about asking, seeking, and knocking. And you say, what does that even mean? Listen, you may ask for some. Listen, if you're praying for a job, you ask, Father, I know that it's your will that I work. For you said, if a man worketh not, he should not even eat. So I know that it's your will for me to work. So I'm asking that you give me a good job, not just any job, but a great job. I'm not really praying this. I'm just kind of giving you this as an example, okay? You say, Father, I don't want just any job, but I want a job that will fulfill the desires of my heart. That's an honest job. It's a morally good job. It's a good paying job that I can provide for my family. That's got benefits. That's got opportunity for me to be a blessing to others there and so on and so forth. So what did I just do? So you're asking. You're going before God and you're asking him for a job. But now you do more than ask. Now you begin to seek. You seek. You put legs to your faith. Faith without works is dead. Show me your faith and I'll show you my works. And show you, if you show me your works, I'll show you my faith. They come together. So you pray and then you seek. How do you seek? You go on Job Finder. You go on all these places, whatever those things are, and those opportunities where you start seeking, come on, you start looking and seeking for a job. And then if that don't work, you old school it. Print you out a resume. Get a nice resume. Get somebody to help you out with that. Get all your experience on it. Get your skills. Get your qualifications. Get everything on that resume. And you may have to go knocking on establishments and businesses. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know about you. Maybe it's not in your where you're at. But here in Georgia, there is all kinds of places that has help wanted, help needed. And I guarantee you, if you cleaned yourself up a little bit, got yourself a nice haircut, maybe shave, men, if you're a man, listen to this, put on some cologne and smell halfway decent and put on some deodorant and put on a nice looking outfit, print you up a nice resume and go and knock. Come on, ask, seek, and knock. I guarantee you, God will meet you. What am I talking about? I'm talking about asking, seeking, and knocking during Teshuvah for what you're believing God for. If you're believing God for loved ones to get saved, listen, you may have to do more than just pray for them. Some of y'all, listen, you've been praying for years for your lost loved ones to get saved. But the reason why they won't give God any time of day or give you any time of the day or step foot in your church is because even though you pray for them in secret, come on, when you're around them, all you do, I'm going to get myself in trouble right here. But when you're around them, they may not see Christ in you. Jesus said, let your light so shine among men that they may see your works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. You know how many people, listen, I wouldn't give my heart to the Lord for many years because every quote unquote Christian that I ever met definitely was not displaying the works of God. They didn't talk any different than I did. They went to the same clubs I went to. They went to the same bars I went to. They were committing adultery. They were fornicating just as much as I was, but yet I needed to go to church and I needed Jesus. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody today. This is why God's going to give some of y'all wisdom. This is the importance of Teshuvah, repentance. Some of y'all need to get your house in order, this house, you. Jesus said it like this, before you start going and try to pull out the speck in your brother's eye, get the plank out of your own eye first. Come on, get into our closets during this time of Teshuvah and say, Lord Jesus, if there's anything in me, if my mouth is full of words that are coming out of my heart that are not edifying. Lord, take it out of me. Cleanse me. Wash me by the blood of Jesus. Give me and refresh me and transform me. And then while you're transformed, you go out and they'll see the transformation on them. Listen to me. The answer, again, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, at the latter part of verse 3, he says, it's going to tarry. You need to wait for it, and it will surely come to pass, and it will not tarry because it will be in God's timing. Let me give you this. Galatians 6, 9. I'm going to read this from a couple different translations here. Here's what it says. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Now I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. This is Galatians 6 and 9. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. And then the Amplified Version of Galatians 6, 9. Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap if we do not give in. Come on, if we do not give in. Now, I'm going to share with you, you're going to discover as we go through this series, you're going to hear me share many testimonies and great miracles, two of them distinctively. Today, I want to share with you, I remember many years ago, this was several years ago, during this season of Test Cheval, my mother-in-law, who's like my own mother, my real biological mother went on to be with the Lord in 2005. So my mother-in-law is like my second mama. She literally is. And she went through some real hard times, actually went through this like mental breakdown. I mean, to the point where we were very concerned for her. She wasn't responding to certain medications, wasn't responding to counseling. She lost a lot of weight. She had, there was heavy depression, anxiety, suicidal thought. It was just very bad. And it went on for months and months and months. And we were very concerned. And then we got to this season of Test Cheval. So my wife and I, during a church service in Cleveland, Tennessee, we were in the middle of a service during this season of Test Cheval. And I remember the subject of the message that night was exactly like this. And it was believing God for breakthrough during the season of Test Cheval. So that night, listen to me, that was on a Tuesday night. We came together. The Bible says, if any two shall agree in touching any one thing, it shall be done. That's Matthew 18, 19. So we came together and we came into agreement that during this season, that breakthrough would come to my mother-in-law or my wife's mother. And we prayed it. We felt the power of the Holy Ghost come upon our prayer. We prayed it and we left it in God's hands. Listen to me. Now, I wish I could tell everybody that this was going to happen just like this. But listen, again, I'm not God. I can't determine when he's going to do things and how he does it. I just know that he's faithful. Come on, can I get an amen from somebody today? Here's what happened. That was on a Tuesday night. The next day, on a Wednesday morning, around 10 or 11 a.m., I got a phone call, and it was from my mother-in-law. Listen to this. She at that point, she was in tears. She was crying. Her voice was cracking and breaking up, and she began to testify to me. She said, listen to me. She goes, I got to tell you what happened last night. And already, right off the bat, she seemed different to me because she was able to carry on these a conversation. And I was like, and she said, last night, which would have been Tuesday night, in the wee hours of the night, it was late, going in late Tuesday night. She said, for the first time, she was getting ready to go to bed. She grabbed her Bible from the coffee table and she opened it up. And she said there was a verse in there that began to talk about the peace of God shall keep you in all of your ways. And she said she closed her Bible, and for the first time in months, guys, she felt billows of peace go over her. She said, I can't explain it. She said it was like this inner peace came over me. And she said, and then she goes, and I said, praise God. And she cut me off. She said, no. She goes, that's not even the greatest part. She said, then I went to bed. And she said, in the middle of the night, around 3 a.m. in the morning, come on, somebody, some of y'all get that, some of you won't, but I'm telling you, many times God moves around 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning. And that's a whole other teaching in itself. But anyway, she said that in the middle of the night, she felt a hand touch her on her right shoulder. And it was so prominent that she whipped around because she thought it was her husband. But when she whipped around, it was not him. And she said, when this unforeseen hand touched her right shoulder, she said she felt, and this, and I quote, power went through her from her head to her feet. She said she felt the power go through her and she, like an electricity come through over her body. And it was so overwhelming that it took her so long to get back to sleep that finally, when she went back to sleep the next day, which would be that Wednesday, she woke up and she was completely a different person, and she was in her right mind, and God had totally set her free. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the power of prayer and perseverance and agreement and coming into agreement for God's miracle working power. And listen, that it's a rarity, but God, that was truly a miracle in the timing. I say it's a rarity in my own life because most of the time when I pray that, I don't see immediate things happen. I'm not saying that God don't answer my prayers, but I'm just saying this was less than 24 hours. I believe God sent an angel of heaven to her bedroom, touched her, and the power of God completely set her free in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, there's people that are watching this today. This is where I was going to share another testimony, and the Lord said, no. He said, you just go with this right here. So we're going to go with this. I feel the electricity that I'm talking about going all over my arms right now. I know you can't see it, but my hair is standing straight on end, my neck, my arms, my legs. It's all over my body. It's the anointing. It's the power of God. If you're watching this today, listen, if you're watching this today and you're dealing with neurological disorders, I'm talking about bipolarism, dementia, confusion, fog, brain fog. You're dealing with things that you, depression, oppression, suicidal thoughts, or you've got family members that are dealing with this. Maybe it's your children, your grandchildren, your husband, your wife, your grandmother, whatever the case may be, or even a friend. If you have anybody in your proximity that's dealing with something similar to which I'm talking about today, right now, I want you to begin to come into agreement. Today, yesterday at sundown began the 40 days of Teshuvah. And today on this broadcast, we're going to believe. Now, listen, this doesn't mean we're going to come back on here. I know some of y'all are saying, well, I don't need a breakthrough in this. I need a breakthrough in my finance. I need a breakthrough in my marriage. We're going to get to that. We've got 40 days, guys, that we can touch on all these subjects. But today, we're dealing right here with this. So right now, I want you to put your hands, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Put your hands up towards heaven. It's not about me. It's not about this preacher. It's not about anything I can do for you. It's about coming to agreement with Almighty God and His Word. And His Word says that for this purpose, He anointed the Son of Man. Come on, to break the heaviness, to break yokes, to set the captives free. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for every individual under the sound of my voice that has got their hands up, whether they're representing themselves or they're representing a family member or family, neighbors, co-workers, or friends. I'm asking that the power of God would begin to go through this camera lens, go through this microphone, touch them where they're at. Devil, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every neurological disorder, every demon, every imp, every demonic force, every demonic power, every assignment of hell, every diagnosis, every bad report that is not of God and contrary to the word of God, we bind it, we rebuke it, and we cast it down. You said, Lord, whose report shall we believe? And we believe the report of the Lord. Father, if you did it for my mother-in-law, you can do it for them. You can do it for that sister on the other end of that camera. You can do it for that brother. You can do it for those children. You can do it for that grandmother, that grandfather. You can do it for that neighbor, that coworker. Father, I thank you for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, I thank you that healing virtue is flowing through the airwaves right now, and it's flowing. Somebody is feeling the fire of God in your hands. Electricity is going over your body. Your hair standing on end. Fire is going through your bosom and through your body in Jesus' name. It's quickening your mortal body. The Bible says the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and quickens your mortal body. You know what's happening right now, friend? The Holy Spirit is just coming into agreement with what has already been written, what has already been done. Come on, your healing and your breakthrough has already been purchased at Calvary. It's all we have to do is we step in. We come into agreement with heaven and to certain seasons and appointed times. The Bible says, when the fullness of time came, this and that came. For somebody watching today, listen today, the fullness of time has come. Somebody, I believe, is receiving a miracle today in Jesus' name. Come on. And now I feel, listen, I want to emphasize something to you today. Maybe you're watching today and you say, I didn't feel anything. Nothing's manifesting. That's okay. Listen, the difference between a miracle and a miracle is instantaneous. I told you at the beginning of this, what happened to my mother-in-law, that was a miracle. That was instantaneous. A healing is progressive. That's why I emphasize to you today, in regards to anything you're praying today, whether it be this or whatever your need is, I emphasize to you, though it tarry, though it may not come today, though it tarry, wait for it, run with it, believe for it, press in for it. Do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap and faint not. Guys, listen to me. I've got big, and I want to encourage you with this. Pray big prayers. Pray prayers so big that it would have to be God stepping into it, because it's so big and so outlandish that there's no way that anybody else could have intervened, and it had to be God to perform it. That's the kind of prayers I want somebody to pray and believe for. Come on, somebody. Do you believe that today? So listen, we pray for some folks today. We're going to sign off for today and pray a corporate general blessing to end this broadcast. But we're going to come back on here either tomorrow or Wednesday, and we're going to do another part of this. We're still going to do prophetic viewpoints. I know people always, they're like, oh, what about what's going on in the world? We're not going to sweep that under. We'll probably take breaks in between these segments, and we'll discuss those things and we'll talk about those things because they are important. But we're also going to stay in this vein of this 40 days of Teshuvah as well, and continue to pray and continue to believe with you guys in this season for your breakthroughs. So I hope this has been a great blessing to many of you guys. And listen, before we sign off, as always, we want to give you an opportunity to be acquainted with. I know if we got new people on here, you may not know how to keep up with our ministry, to subscribe to us and all that. So we want to give you this information before we sign off today and pray with you. endtimeheadlines.org. You can see that right there on your screen if you're watching visually, or endtimeheadlines.com if you're listening by podcast. Those are the two URLs to find us. Again, if you've not downloaded our free app, please do that. Available on Apple and available on Android. You can get that free app, get it into your hands, push yes to push notifications. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to get them in right there in your hands, as well as podcasts like this that you can at the bottom of the, when you look at it right there, as you look at it visually on the app, there's a place that says listen and watch. You can listen to the podcast or you can watch it, the visual of it, whichever you prefer. So all that's going to be on the app. Please don't forget to download it. It's absolutely free. Now, as always, we want to give you an opportunity. For some of you, this is your home church. For some of you, if our ministry or both, if this ministry has been a continual source of information, blessing, encouragement in your life, it's just been a tremendous blessing to you and your family. We want to give you the opportunity to partner with us. We want to give you two opportunities. You can do that. You can do it either electronically or you can do it by check or money order. And you can do that electronically by giving to on the main app. You can see that right there on the left of your screen. If you're watching this, scroll down. You'll see the little heart where it says donate. Click on that. It's going to lead you to a page where you can give electronically. Or you go to the main website, endtimeheadlines.org. Click on your, when you get on the website, you're going to see places that says partner with us, support, donate. They're all over the website. You can click on that and it's going to lead you to that page. Or you can give by check or money order. I call this the old school method. And again, nothing wrong with that. You can give and make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So again, and you say, well, why do I need to give? Listen, guys, you don't have to give. We don't twist anybody's arm. We don't manipulate you. We believe that as our ministry is a blessing to you, or if this is your home church and this is where you get fed, then you're out of, Paul said, he emphasized giving out of generosity. I believe you will want to do that. Listen, as a believer myself, we tithe every penny that comes in this ministry and we want to give. I love giving to the work of the Lord, and we do that. So I believe that God will raise up who he's going to raise up to partner with us. You're never going to see us begging. We're not selling merchandise, no CDs, no DVDs, no books, no T-shirts, this and that. We ain't doing that. We give freely the message of the Lord. And the app is free. The website is free. The subscription base is free. Everything is free. All we ask is that you pray about becoming a partner with us. So having said that, guys, we thank you so much for jumping onto the broadcast today. I believe many people got blessed today. Again, please let us know. Comment on the Facebook section live here, YouTube live. If you've been touched by this broadcast, we always love to hear from you. You can write to us by going to our main website. There is a contact form. On the website, it says contact us, fill that out, and you can let us know if you've been blessed by this broadcast and by this ministry. So until we see you guys either tomorrow or Wednesday, I pray the Lord's blessing be upon you during this season of Teshuvah. May he keep you. May his countenance be upon you. May he make you the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath. May he keep you in all of your ways and keep you from harm, danger, and disabling accidents. And it's in Jesus' name, all God's people said amen and amen. God bless you guys. We will see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.